This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The newest COVID-19 vaccine is shipping now. Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine has now been approved and is being delivered to the states. J&J will deliver 100 million doses total by the end of June. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most: serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. In a massive study that spanned three continents, one dose was found to be 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness.
The AP's Ben Thomas reporting. COVID-19 has now killed more than 513,000 people in this country, more than 2.5 million around the world. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Former President Trump is back.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
In his first speech since leaving the White House, he hinted he might run again in 2024, saying Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. But he knocked down one rumor.
You know, they kept saying he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
Former President Trump at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. It was held there this year instead of in the Washington area to get around COVID-19 restrictions. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is acknowledging that some of his behavior with women has been, quote, misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. And he said he is truly sorry about that. Governor Cuomo says he will cooperate with a sexual harassment investigation led by the state's attorney general. They gave out the Golden Globe Awards last night. Nomadland and Borat took the top film honors. This is AP News. The AP's entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has more on the Golden Globes, including a particularly touching moment at the awards show last night.
Despite being socially distanced and coastally distant, there was still some drama at the Golden Globes. One of the most poignant moments was when Chadwick Boseman won for Best Actor 8 months after his death from colon cancer. His widow told the world what her late husband would have said after his win for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents. He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifices.
The night's top award, Best Picture, went to Nomadland, director Chloe Zhao saying,
"This award belongs to the whole Nomadland team."
She is the first woman of Asian descent to win Best Director at the Globes and only the second woman ever to do so. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.